Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Doug Tyrrell History and Comment.
Hello, friends. I'm Doug Tyrrell. This is History and Comment for Friday, the 26th day of May, 2023. This is the first official weekend of summer. Schools are largely done for a few weeks. That entire concept has greatly changed. In the days before, schools were air-conditioned and a carryover from the days when many children were needed to help with farm work, summer vacation began at Memorial Day and did not resume until after Labor Day. Much has changed in society, in the family structure, and now we are slowly moving towards year-round school. Of course, one of the main arguments is that kids forget too much in 3 months. Maybe I do not have firsthand evidence on that. One point is for certain. The level of education has only slipped over the past century, especially in the realm of general knowledge. Kids are also more removed from what dad does at work. There was a time, especially in smaller and rural towns, where take your kid to work was much more than a one-day-a-year event. I have a friend who is self-employed, and his son has grown up in the shop. At 15-ish, the kid is a very accomplished welder. Not a bad thing. But there is a downside. Hyper-focus or limited exposure tends to limit one's horizons. There is a tendency to not explore other options. It is also Memorial Day weekend, one of the three holidays of a patriotic nature that focus on the military. Memorial Day began as a tribute to Confederate war dead in the Civil War. In some ways, it has morphed into the remembering our departed family. We stop short of ancestral worship that is common in some pagan cultures. Back to the military facet. This is not the day to thank a vet. That is the November holiday. Or current service members, that is coming up in later June as Armed Forces Day. But this would be a very good time to do a bit of genealogy and see if you had a grandfather, or great, or great-great, or great-great-great who fought in one of the wars from the Civil War to the present. Often there will be a veteran marker at the grave, or in the case of the Civil War, there may be a Grand Army of the Republic flag holder beside the stone. The Civil War had a very high percentage of eligible young men taking up arms, and the conditions were as bad, if not worse, than the later big wars. Watch the opening scenes of Saving Private Ryan, or the full flick for that matter. It has a good message for the weekend. Then recall that the carnage of D-Day was a common event in the Civil War. The weaponry had progressed, but the tactics were still from an older period. Still, weapons like the Gatling gun or even the Winchester repeating rifle were considered too deadly. Religious leader John Calvin is having issues with the city of Geneva, Switzerland in 1538, but we have lots of other topics on today's list. North Stratford, Connecticut celebrates the end of fighting in the American Revolutionary War in 1783. President Andrew Johnson comes very close to being removed from office. He had been indicted by the House. Technically, that's what impeachment means. During the trial in the Senate, it appeared the votes were there to actually remove him from office. When the dust settled and the votes were counted, one of the sure votes to remove him had changed, and he remained in office by a single vote. Charles Dow publishes the first edition of the Dow Jones Industrial Average in 1896. It includes 12 companies, and the average is 40.94. Today, it's been at 33,000. Part of that is growth, some an increase to 40 companies, and some is inflation. It's hard to figure inflation back that far, but we can get the number since 1914. $41 in 1914 would be $1,269 today. The first commercial oil strike in the Middle East is found in southwest Persia. That's Iran today. The rights were quickly acquired by the Anglo-Persian Oil Company. Today, that is British Petroleum. If this sounds like a mean foreign company taking advantage of the poor lesser country, look at the full story. A very wealthy London socialite by the name of William D'Arcy had purchased the rights to prospect for oil for a 60-year period. The price was £20,000 sterling in 1901, a huge sum of money. Over the next 7 years, he spent another 500,000 pounds, looking and found nothing. In fact, they were days away from dismantling the project, salvaging what they could, and quitting. Some big names in Hollywood have birthdays today. John Wayne in 1907 and James R. Ness in 1923. We say big names, and they were in terms of success and name recognition, but they were big men in person also. Wayne was 6'4", Arness 6'7". Jay Silverheels was not quite on the same level. Born Howard Smith on this day in 1912, a native of Ontario, he was of full Indian blood. He was a professional lacrosse player in California when he was asked to do a screen test. He had a lengthy career in Hollywood, but the only significant role was as Tonto in the Lone Ranger series. Babe Ruth is recovering from ulcer surgery in 1925. That hardly sounds newsworthy, and on the surface, it's not. But on this day, he is finally out of bed for the first time in 5 weeks. The commentary is on the mindset of healthcare industry. Today, you would be out of bed from the most strenuous surgery within 24 hours, provided you were alert enough to stand, and hardly spending a week hospitalized. The 15,007,003rd Ford Model T rolls off the assembly line in 1927. It was the last. The idea of serial numbers was still a bit new, but the last year or so, they were stamped on the frame. Information on the highest serial numbers still around are not available. Levon Helms was born in 1940. He was the drummer and one of three lead vocalists with the band. This brings up a point. How often have drummers been part of the vocals or a lead singer? Don Henley of the Eagles was one beside Helm. Ringo Starr, Phil Collins, and Karen Carpenter are others. We alluded in the opening segment of kids who are pushed to follow in their father's footsteps. The poster child for this is none other than Hank Williams Jr. While certainly his father was a musical genius, he died at the age of 29, and his young son was not yet 4. We cannot say what the idea was, but at the age of 14, he made his first appearance on national television, often covering his dad's songs. There was serious pressure to be the reincarnation of his prolific father. It was not to be, and it nearly killed him. On his own, he's had a respectable career. Today, he is 74 years old. In 1974, Johnny Rutherford wins his first of 3 Indy 500s. It was the first race ran on Sunday. Originally, the Memorial Day race was held on Monday. Commercial pressure to run on Sunday and save Monday as a possible rain date, and we could argue a lessening of respect for Sunday, were part of the equation. Glen Campbell releases Rhinestone Cowboy in 1975. The song had been written and recorded by Larry Weiss, who had a minor hit with it. Campbell heard it and covered it. The Weiss version could easily be mistaken for Neil Diamond. The sound is quite close. The arrangement was very similar to the more popular cover, but the vocals are more pained and less bright. For Campbell, it will come to be the Billboard Song of the Year. An EA-6B Prowler aircraft fails in a landing attempt on the USS Nimitz in 1981, creating a significant incident. Somewhere in my computer files, I have more details. I'm just not sure where that file is today. Archived on a CD from a previous life would be my first guess. Facts aside, riots erupt in 2020 centered on George Floyd. Have you ever watched one of the live-action police shows like Cops? Now, I'm a white boy in flyover country, so I have little context with the inner cities. But if you have an interaction with cops, first, shut up. Arguing is not going to improve the matter. Neither is running. And since we've mentioned the Civil War a couple times, compare the actions in the 19th century song Kingdom Coming to the George Floyd aftermath. Rodney King et al. You will have to look long and hard to find a version with the period lyrics, but they are somewhat telling. Twitter is inserting its corporate bias when it applies warning labels to President Trump's tweets 3 years ago. It is one thing to apply labels and another when you selectively apply labels. If I put a label on three bottles that they contain poison, the implication is a bottle without a label is assumed safe. All politicians are somewhat deceptive and selectively choose the facts they wish to emphasize. To point out on one side and not the other is clearly biased. The large social media companies, due to the nature of the monopolies they hold on their segment of the media, are duty-bound to either be neutral or divulge openly their bias. With that thought, I will clearly disclaim that I am biased. I believe in smaller government, more personal responsibility. All forms of government should be at the most local level possible. The Judeo-Christian worldview is the most complete and accurate. Government schools have been a disaster. The social revolution of the past 6 decades has been destructive to family and society. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's History in Comment for the 26th day of May. I'm Doug Tyrrell. Now go do something worth remembering.